Hey, so this is my very first audio. It's taken me a while to record it because I've been nervous and trying to figure out what exactly to do. I was going to fill a script and I finally got some time to record, and so I was trying out different stuff and in the midst of trying to record, I found myself getting very turned on by the scripts. So I realized I'm just stressing too much about this, and I should just do a little ramble fap and, I don't know, just not worry about it so much. Putting a lot of pressure on myself. But yeah, I just decided that I should do this. I think it'll be good. I've never done anything like this before, so bear with me. I tend to ramble a lot. This might be more rambling than fapping, but we'll find out. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure where to start. Guess I'll just get right into it. I guess I have a toy with me right now that I bought a couple weeks ago. It's quickly become my favorite. I'm not exactly sure what it is or what it's called, but it's one of those that go inside and the outside. It vibrates on the inside and the outside, so it can like hit my G spot and my clit at the same time, and it vibrates, and oh my god, it's amazing. Oh, and it's like really fucking flexible, so it's really hard to hurt myself with this. But yeah, I don't know. I got it at Walmart. If anyone who is listening, any ladies that might be listening, want to go check it out. It's at Walmart. It's like $30. Best purchase of my life. I think I'm just gonna start by teasing myself a little bit. I've produced a lot of natural lubricant, so I don't have any lube with me. But yeah. But I'm just gonna suck on it for a minute to get it, just in case. You can never have too much lubricant. Sorry if you can hear squeaking. It's rubbing against my teeth. Okay. Sorry, that was my dog. Oh, tease my clit a little bit. Oh, it's cold. Oh, but it feels good. Might have a little thing for temperature play. I really like it when my toys are cold. Oh. Good. See if this little guy will go inside yet. Oh. Not yet. Not quite ready. That's okay. It's no rush. Oh. One thing I like to do that always makes this feel better. I don't do it on purpose, it just kind of happens. I gotta piss like really bad right now. And just that extra pressure makes everything feel a little better. I don't know if it does the same for anybody else, but I know it does for me. God. I think it may be a little more than just the pressure. That excites me. I might have a teeny tiny piss kink. And by teeny tiny, I mean a huge fucking piss kink. It's gotta be in my top five. Just the oh whoa. Oh, slipped inside a little bit. Wasn't expecting that. Oh. Just tip. I'm sorry, I had to. Oh, just in and out. Turned it on yet. Oh, I want to wait until I do. Oh, I want it to feel really good when I do. Man. I know I said I might be a little more ramble than fapping, but I don't think so. Not this time. I usually am. Oh, outside parts. Oh, I've been really good against my clit. Oh, that feels good. Another thing that, God, I love is any mommy, daddy, any of that kind of stuff. I love being mommy. I love calling someone mommy. I love calling someone daddy. Oh. Well, the idea of it, at least, because I've never had the chance to. I really want to. Sounds really hot. Oh. I even and this is only because of an audio that I heard on here. I don't mind the idea of being called daddy too. I don't know. It's very gender of me. If any of y'all get that. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's right there. Right there. My hand's starting to hurt. I got might be TMI. I got carpal tunnel. And I can't do this very long before my hand starts to hurt. It's really unfortunate. Because I'm probably the horniest motherfucker I know. Oh god. Oh my god. I almost just pissed myself. Oh, that would have been bad. Well, I mean, maybe not. Well, I need to explore that a little more. Turned it on still. Okay, I think I want to turn it on now. Oh. Okay. Slipped out. Too excited. There's not a whole lot of grip on this toy. Okay. Oh, I'm in a good spot right now. Oh, I don't want to move it. Okay, well, oh, that's there. I can talk about something else I like. Oh, I really love the idea. Love the idea of being called a good girl. As I'm sure plenty of other people are. Oh, but God, it's definitely one of my biggest turn-ons. Oh, and not even just a turn-on, but like in non-sexual situations too. My job, God bless. When I first started there, one of my managers, whenever I would do something correctly, without her having to, like, tell me, like, I just did it on my own, and maybe it was something hard to learn, she would call me a good girl. Oh, God, it was so fucking weird. But at the same time, on the inside, I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Yeah, I am a good girl. Thanks for noticing. Oh, but God, I think about it now, and I'm like, that was so weird. And for some reason, recently, over the past few weeks, in different situations, different contexts, people have been calling me a good girl for whatever reason. Either talking to my parents, being like, "Hey, your daughter, she's a very good girl," and I'm like, "Oh my God, stop it, stop it." But at the same time, I'm like, "Please keep going." Really, really boosts my ego. Not that it's very big. I'm getting off track anyway. Anyway. We'll get back to this. Oh, okay. But yeah, I really want to be called a good girl. I want someone to touch me everywhere. Just worship. Oh, my body. Tell me I'm pretty. Oh, tell me I'm beautiful. I want to be pretty. Oh, I want to be good. Good in a while. Oh, shit. Maybe I need to start recording more often. It's just the thought of someone listening. Someone listening to me do this. It's so fucking hot. Oh, and someone getting turned on by listening to me. Oh God, just that thought. And gotta stop for another minute. My hand's starting to fall asleep. Okay. I do really like the idea of someone listening in, you listening in. I love the idea. I love it. I love it so much. I don't know why I've never done this before. I don't know why it took me so long to record something. 'Cause I got verified on Gone Wild Audio close to 2 months ago. I don't know. It's been over a month. I know that. I was just too scared to record anything. I don't know why. Probably was nervous that people wouldn't like it or people wouldn't like me, but oh my God, I don't give a shit right now. Oh, this feels too good. Oh, yeah. Thought of you listening to me right now. Maybe touching yourself. Maybe fucking yourself. To the thought of me. Oh, just imagining what I could look like. What I could feel like. Oh my God, it's so hot. Because I, oh, right there. No. I forgot what I was saying. I totally forgot what I was saying. Okay. Just, oh, it doesn't matter now. Oh, God. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to finish like this. Oh my God, I want to. Let's turn it up a little bit. Oh, okay. Shit. Shit, sorry, I had to pause. I thought somebody was here. Oh, that scared the crap out of me. Oh, but oh, kind of exciting. Oh, God, the thought of someone catching me like this. Oh, not just. Catching me like this, but seeing me record it too. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna focus on my clit a little more. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good. Shit. I might have to. Oh, I might have to pull something up and look at it. Oh, yeah, might definitely have to pull something up. Okay, let's. God, this thing is like pinpoint accuracy. Okay. Oh, it's vibrating right on my G spot. Oh, that feels good. Okay. Let me find something to look at. Shit. Oh, God, I can't find anything. Oh, God. Is this still recording? Oh, it is. Thank God. Okay, I thought it stopped recording. Okay. My bad. Oh. Oh, okay. I'm gonna be completely honest here, because I know this is a judgment free zone. At least for the most part. The thing that, if I don't want to spend 40 minutes trying to get off, because that's about how long it takes me if I'm not looking at anything, it It's very hard for me to finish. Cop at the when I'm looking at stuff, the thing that really that always gets me is anything humiliating, like someone's clothes get ripped off or they're pulled off forcefully. And a ton of people are watching, people are taking pictures, videos. There's nothing they can do about it. That felt good. Whatever. Just anything fucking like that is, it really does it for me. I don't know why. I don't know if I want to be in that position or want to be on the outside watching. Maybe a little bit of both. But, okay. I'm sure that's fucking loud. I'm just in and out again. Weird thing. Penetration feels so much better than just clit stimulation for me, but I can only get off if there's clit stimulation. Like, I can't come just from penetration, even though it feels better. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Okay. I found something to look at. I don't know if any of y'all have seen it. It was trending a little while ago. This video, it's called... DVA shows off a little too much. If you don't know what that is, I suggest you look it up, because I don't know, I'm obsessed with this video. Don't know why. I mean, I know why, but pardon me if I don't talk much at the moment. Trying to focus. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of watching this on a loop. God, that's really sad. It's not very long. It's like 11 seconds. I just watch it on repeat and repeat until it finally does it for me. My process is a little weird. But I am a little more information. I never had my first orgasm until I was 19 because there was a lot of shame surrounding masturbation growing up, and I never really did anything. I didn't even know what I was supposed to do. Like, I hardly knew what the clit was. But you know, I'm 21 now. And only been exploring my body for a few years. But God, I learned really fast. It's like a several times a week kind of thing. God, sometimes every day, like sometimes I'll get on this little thing where it's just like I gotta do it every day. A couple times a day sometimes. I know that's normal for some people, but not me. Oh god, and the first time I learned to squirt. Oh my god, that was so fucking cool. Oh my god, I was so excited. I was like, holy shit, I finally did it. I thought I had peed myself, which honestly I didn't mind. But the next time I actually did pee myself, and I was like, well shit, that's a thing. That's kind of how it started. The whole piss thing. But there's a difference in the feeling, and I know what that is now. And I can control it now. My bladder, I mean. I know what the difference is. Oh god. It's really hard for me to come, but oh, too much. Ow. Ow. Oh. Jesus, that's loud. Damn it, I forgot what I was saying. It's really hard for me to come, but it's so easy for me to squirt. Like, just less than a minute, and it's boom, like that. Even though it feels really good, it's, you know, it's not the same. Oh, God, why is it so fucking loud? Whatever. Oh my god, okay, I'm close. Oh god, I didn't really think I'm close. Oh my god. Come on. Damn it. Come on. Oh, God, why is this so fucking hard? Oh, God. I just want to come. Please. I just want to come. Please. Oh, God. I'm close again. Okay. Oh, that felt really good. thank you for listening in. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I have no idea how long this is. I'm sure it's very long. I am not going to apologize for the length, though. Because I love listening to longer audios. Because I'm a frequent listener. Thanks. Bye.